This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry Jones joins us here at 105 Through the Fan. What did you think of the game plan Kellen Moore cooked up this week?
Well, I think it involves a lot to say that it has his fingerprint on it, but boy, it did have the fingerprint all over it. The best way I know to say it is that when Kellen and our Klumbo, our offensive line coach, both of them young, former players, and I still think of Klumbo as a recent former player. But both those guys, you weren't paying for their experience. You weren't paying for their seasons either in college or as a pro football head coach. That's not what you were getting. What you were getting was some really talented guys that had a real passion for the game, spent all their time, all their professional time, and some of probably their non-professional time just trying to figure out how to win and how to be a better coach. You want them to come in and use their new ideas, use their freshness, use their exuberance. All of that has a place in anything, and when you use it and put it to bear and show confidence that you want them to use that and take risks, then you can really sometimes get a lot out of the fact that they don't have experience. That's the case here with Kellen.
Yeah, you've always valued the unknown with his youth, and Romo, it's going to be a surprise for a lot of people around the league not knowing what game plan was coming. Does a part of you, Jerry, after week one say, man, maybe we should have implemented some of these changes in the past with the offense rather than right now?
There's not a step. There's not a position. There's nothing that you can do on a football field that hadn't been done. Nothing. But when you think of the years and years and years, it's combinations, it's timing, it's when you use them, it's the circumstances that you use them in. When do you stay aggressive? When do you pull back? All of those things are like a beautiful woman, so to speak. Because while there may be parts that are not in and of themselves the epic beauty, you put it all together in different ways, and it may be the prettiest woman that's ever been on earth. And yet many parts of it have areas you could criticize. It's how it comes together. And the intensity with how it comes together. I had a guy one time that owned 400 Howard Johnsons. Ooh. And they had cooks 24 hours a day. And I said, where in the world do you ever find all those chefs? That must be a nightmare. And he said, well, you don't. He said, it's about intensity. You find people and you tell them if it's supposed to be hot, burn the roof of their mouth with it. If it's supposed to be cool, make it like hot ice. Intensity covers up a lot of the frailties of the talent and preparation. Well, that is a lot to do with being a football player and being a football coach.
Jerry, now, how are we supposed to follow up those two analogies,
man,
right there?
I love a good Hojo analogy. I haven't seen one of those in a while. It's good stuff. Jerry, the defense gave up 470 yards, about 7 yards of play. Did you come away from that game with any concern or worry about the defense repeating itself from last year?
Well, I liked a lot of stuff that we did last year. And there are many things that I know we want to do better. But we did some really good things on defense last year. I like the fact that we were out there all day and we really didn't blitz. We played pretty straightforward all day. That's hard to do, and that'll... that'll give you a better chance not to create a bad play. We have a lot of things to work on, but boy, I love the way that where our talent is. I love it up front and include the linebackers up front. I love it in the secondary. I think we're going to really be a stellar defensive team to go with what I think will be a good offensively as well.
Last one, Jerry, we'll use your same word. Do you have the same feeling that an Amari deal is imminent like Dax?
Well, yes, in that same sense. And I can't give you anything specific, but I know that we won't re-sign, we won't sign Cooper. And you saw that that was about as pretty a pass play as I've seen, utilizing what he does the best, and Dak at his, one of his best throws ever, I thought the other day, the touchdown pass to Amari. But the bottom line is if imminent means near, and certainly I know that the parameters are getting in better shape. I'm aware of some of the things he's doing over in his camp. And so relative to where we probably were three months ago, 6 weeks ago, it's more at hand, yes.
Well, look, you have everybody buzzing with that offensive performance. Kellen Moore and Dak, the toast of the town, and you're the one who has them there. So congratulations on an amazing debut, and best of luck against the Redskins.
You know, I want to, while I've got a chance, I want to give some kudos to Jason Garrett, and not because I'm concerned about his not mentioned with a Kellen Moore. But Jason's put this coaching staff together, and he put this mix of young players we've got. But I couldn't have been comfortable had I not had the safety net that Jason Garrett and his experience and knowledge of the NFL, and for that matter on the offensive side of the ball, not been there to not only on a play-by-play basis, but in general, be there. And he's doing a tremendous job. I told my father one time, I said, I couldn't have ever owned the Cowboys without you. And he said, oh, Jerry, he said, that's way too much. Don't go that far. And I said, I mean it, Dad. I said, now, we all stand on someone's shoulders. But I said, you had success. And I said, not one time did I ever think that if I took risks that my children wouldn't be educated or that we'd be destitute. Now, I never talked to you about it, but I always knew that I had a little help there if I called on it. Consequently, I could cut and shoot better, and it caused me some edge and got me an advantage. Yeah, you had everything to do with me having the Cowboys.
Well said, Jerry. Congratulations, and let's do it again next week after another win.
Thanks, guys.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.